Support for Troy Public Radio comes from Sunshine Behavioral Medicine, providing specialized psychiatric treatments of bipolar disorders and PTSD. More information at sunshine2000.com.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Recently, the Alabama Secretary of State's office contacted the Alabama Securities Commission for help alerting the public about imposter scams. So Amanda Sen, ASC Chief Deputy Director, joins us by Skype to tell us what to look out for. Amanda Sen, thank you so much for joining us again for The Exchange.
Thank you so much, and always, for having me, Carolyn. Glad to be here.
Tell me what's going on with these imposter scams that the Secretary of State's office was so concerned about.
Yes, Secretary Allen called and said, Amanda, we know you guys are looking at imposter type things, and I mentioned businesses. A lot of our folks in this region are receiving fake UCC filings. These forms, I've got copies of them now I'm looking at, but they are sent to businesses and they indicate to businesses that they should pay $90 to $100 for a filing that you can access these records online at the Secretary of State's office. Sometimes there's a little cost involved, but certainly not $90 to $120. And a lot of these businesses just assume it's a routine type thing when it is fraud. And so the address listed on the form, it's a UCC form, is a P.O. box. But Secretary Allen wanted us to warn everybody about these UCC filings, so beware, another imposter scam.
So what is a UCC form?
So the Uniform Commercial Code is a code that governs the filing of records that reflect interest in business and various things. If you own an interest in a type of business, you'll want to file it, and so it goes on the record for the public to be able to search these files. And so businesses are very interested in making sure they conform with the UCC and have their information out there in case there's ever a question that arises about a particular interest in a business. It governs lots of other things as well.
What are the telltale signs of an imposter scam?
So in addition to the government-type documents that are sent out in attempt to get you to respond, there are also people online. This is where we see the most of our scams perpetrated, is through social media sites and websites. And so usually a fraudster will communicate through a messaging device or over the phone or through a computer dialogue. And they'll tell you that you need to act right now. And that if you don't, something awful will happen. Sometimes they threaten to delete all of the data on your computer or your phone. Usually a scare tactic is involved. And then if they're communicating with you through a typed sort of messaging thing, a lot of times they just use poor grammar. And there's a lot of typos, but mostly the threats, the fear, and the sense of urgency. Those are red flags. If they're messaging you and they're asking for money, just delete the message and get out of that website or that social media platform.
But if you've already taken the bait and you think you've been scammed or someone else, what should you do?
Oh, goodness. If you're online, cut off the computer. If you feel like your computer has been hacked, if it's doing weird things or the screen is blinking or it's frozen suddenly, shut down your computer. If you think that you've given out financial information online, contact your credit card companies, your bank, and let them know so they can issue you new cards and open a new bank account. You want to monitor those credit reports, especially if you think your personal information has been provided or financial information to a fraudster.
Do you have more information on these imposter scams on your ASC website?
Under our enforcement actions, you can click through those and see the types of cases that we are seeing in our office. And that's usually very helpful to let people know, hey, look, this is a fraud. These are the same things that I'm seeing. But under our enforcement actions section is very helpful to see the types of cases that we're seeing here at the Securities Commission, which are coming in from you guys.
Well, thank you so much for the alert today.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Joining us by Skype was Amanda Sen, Chief Deputy Director of the Alabama Securities Commission. More information can be found in the ConWatch section at the website asc.alabama.gov. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest, and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.